With Radio On The Go News, I'm Brian Fincher reporting. The outgoing leader of Democrats in the Iowa House says he is not backing away from politics and is likely to run for re-election in 2022. Representative Todd Pritchard of Charles City has been House Minority Leader for 3 years, and House Democrats meet Monday to select his successor.
I'm stepping down, but not stepping back in any measure. I've got a lot of fight left in me, and I'm going to continue to find ways to serve. I'm not backing away from Iowa politics. I care too much about my home state.
Pritchard will serve out the remainder of his current term and at this point is planning on seeking re-election to the House. Pritchard is not ruling out a run for another office, but has made no moves in that direction. He briefly ran for governor in 2017.
I've been down that road years ago, but you know, I was asked this question a few months ago. You don't rule things out. I view myself as a public servant and try to offer or work in ways that I can be most useful.
Pritchard says it's time for the state to tackle big issues like water quality and address the care issues that are driving an increase in gun violence in places like his hometown of Davenport. He recently issued a written statement to announce he was stepping aside as a House floor leader.
You know, after 3 years and trying to juggle a career in the Army Reserve and my small business and my commitment to my family, it's time to kind of step back and take my professional life out of overdrive so I can focus on a few other things.
41 Democrats are serving in the Iowa House, and Pritchard says are good leaders among them who can carry House Democrats forward, but he's not publicly endorsing a successor. Yesterday morning, the Franklin County Sheriff's Department received the report of the theft of fuel from the 800 block of Mallory Drive, southwest of Hampton. Up to 300 gallons of fuel was reported as stolen from two tanks. Last night, the Butler County Sheriff's Department transported from Buchanan County 45-year-old James Choate of Olwine, was wanted for a probation violation from the original charges of third-degree burglary and operating a vehicle without the owner's consent. Choate was being held at the Butler County Jail. Yesterday afternoon, the Clarksville Police Department arrested 40-year-old Nicholas Keelman of Clarksville for possession of a controlled substance and for possession of drug paraphernalia. Keelman was released from custody today. At least 1,416,563 people in Iowa have completed receiving their COVID-19 vaccine series. From midday yesterday through midday today, 13 more recoveries were reported in the broadcast area. There have been over 363,600 recoveries since the pandemic began in Iowa. 6,099 people have died from COVID-19 in Iowa. After many complaints made in recent days about a strong sewer-like odor around Clear Lake, the Clear Lake Sanitary District reached out to the Iowa Department of Natural Resources to investigate. During the investigation, both lift stations on the north shore of the lake were found to be working properly with no reports of any leaks or sewer-like odors. Yesterday, DNR staff reported a significant amount of decaying aquatic vegetation, primarily curly-leaf pondweed along the north shore. DNR staff also reported a blue-green algae bloom, which is potentially also causing the sewer-like odors. The board members of the West Fork Food Pantry have announced a capital campaign to raise $90,000 by the end of this year. Funds raised will be used to purchase an existing building along Gilman Street in Sheffield. Diane Wills, the site coordinator for the West Fork Food Pantry, tells Radio On The Go News the food pantry has been running out of the Zion St. John Lutheran Church in Sheffield since 2016 and says the board's been looking for a more suitable building for the pantry.
We decided that we wanted to build, and then with the price of lumber and all the other things going up so high, it was not a practical option. So then we started looking at some more of the existing buildings in Sheffield and found what used to be Deb's Wild Horse Saloon. And it was up for sale or rent, and we thought it was very adequate space and would suit our needs quite nicely. So we have since purchased the building and are in the process of doing some renovations, some electrical work, maybe a little paint. We've got some shelving to put up, those kinds of things, and then hoping to move in soon.
Kim Wills, the chair of the board of directors for the pantry, says money raised will help volunteers as well.
None of us are getting any younger, And so we had to move the food right now. We have to set up, tear down. We store food over at Jasperson's in Sheffield. They've been so wonderful to us. But now when we get our food in, we're going to be able to put it directly on shelves, directly where we need it, and we're not going to have to move it all the time. So what's that going to do for us, for our communities that we serve? Well, we're going to be able to be open more hours than we currently are because we're going to be able to take those same volunteer hours and use them so much more effectively. Hope to increase our hours.
Those interested in contributing to the West Fork Food Pantry can mail a donation to Post Office Box 277, Sheffield, the zip code 50475. And for any questions, you can call the church, the number 641-892-4010. And Michelle Sackville has been hired as a regional director with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, serving Pocahontas, Humboldt, Webster, and Hamilton counties. Sackville currently serves as county director for ISU Extension and Outreach in Franklin County and also serves as a trainer for child care resource and referral in Northeast Iowa. She begins her new position on August the 2nd. For Radio On the Go News, Brian Fincher reporting.